This is Dan's text to Dell yesterday. He said, Dad, sorry for the late text. God revealed something to me I have to share before you and Mom do prayer at church in the morning. Went outside, very down. If one of you didn't hear, Baby Reese has Wilms tumor in her kidney. It's cancerous. It has to be removed. She'll have surgery either today or tomorrow. They don't know if it's spread anywhere else or not. They'll know more when they go in. She'll probably have to have chemo. I don't know about radiation. That's what this is about. Went outside, very down. Lady sniffled next to me. I told her it was okay to cry. I've been doing it all day. That led to her asking about Reese, to which I cried. She asked if she could pray. I said, yes. Yes. She asked if she could put her hand on me. I said, yes. She prayed, and I noticed how fervently and with such confidence and faith she prayed. After she left, Mom called, and I talked with her. Then something happened a few minutes later. It was as if the darkness lifted. Sissy and I felt happy, confident, joyful, and felt God's presence with us, and still do. Then as I went to bed around 9 or so, I asked why our prayers were not being answered, and it felt like hers was. What were we not doing or were doing wrong? I asked him to show me that. He did. It wasn't how strong or fervently she prayed. It's that she quoted scripture directly. And nothing can stand against God's word. This is the scripture she quoted. No weapon formed against Dan and his family, and his family will prosper. That it may form, Lord, but it won't prosper. She said other things from scripture. When you guys get up there this morning, use scripture. Lord, I want to thank you that no weapon formed against Reese will ever prosper. Thank you, Lord, that with long life will you satisfy her. Thank you, Lord, that the number of her days you will fulfill. Thank you, Lord, that your word says by your stripes she is healed. Thank you, Lord, for your promises and protection from Psalms 91 over Reese and her family. Use scripture. We all need to, those that pray. He's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And his word is sharper than any double-edged sword. I know she was sent from the Lord. I was so at peace and joyful and confident later that I took Reese on a walk to the chapel and played the piano. Out of the entire hospital, this lady walked in when I was playing the piano. That's a huge hospital. And she told me, bless you, Dan. And she had a big smile on her face. Please use scripture when you pray. Sorry, I have a frog. Pass the word and this text on to whomever prays. A couple of you have asked if there's anything you can do to help. There will be times that our kids are home alone. And yes, we have a 17-year-old and a 15-year-old. But would you like to leave a 17 and a 15-year-old alone very long? So if any time that you guys are able, have the time, if you could just call me, maybe you could drop in for a little while and just be with them. That would really be appreciated. That's all.